9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Boom. Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Oh my God, it's Wednesday. Happy hump day. Woo woo. You did it, John. You are listening to Real Talk with Karen Stacy, and my guest today is Francine Tesler, who I am honored to do a show with. We're actually also doing a live show together, April 6th. Which I'm looking forward to doing as well, which is at Franco Martini in Croton on Hudson. So good morning, John. I know you were having an issue getting on, so you made it on. We are waiting for our guest, Francine Tesler. She's usually pretty on top of things, so I'm sure she'll be here any minute now. So good morning. Good morning. It is Wednesday. Usually on hump day is when I do my sex talk with Karen, but, no sex. So we're talking about, energy, and, Francine wanted to discuss, the pink moon. And she said there is a shift of energy coming. I am hoping that she is joining us momentarily. Maybe I'll do a little tap dance while I'm waiting. I can also do a little self-promotion. If you're not doing anything on Friday night, I have Freestyle Fridays at Franco Martini, 2025 Albany Post Road, Croton on Hudson. I have DJ Casper that night, and we're gonna have a lot of fun. So looking forward to that. I'm still tap dancing here. Nothing like a live show to show you that you're a work in progress. I'm not sure. I hope all is well with Francine Tesler. I'm sure she'll be joining us momentarily. So let's see what is going on in the world today. Probably not something we want to talk about, right? Whatever's going on in the world today is definitely a little scary. But it is what it is. I actually, have the news on in the background, which is never a smart thing to do. I try not to watch it as much as I possibly can, but it is what it is. So I think maybe I should we text Francine? Should we see where she is? Let's see. Pink moon, because I got no knowledge on the pink moon whatsoever. So I would be of no help. That's certainly out of my realm, no pun intended. But let's see who else has jumped on here. If you're here, say good morning so I know that you're here, and I can give you a shout out. That's why I do like to do the show live, so that people can interact with us and comment and ask questions. And all you got to do is type it in and I can see your comment. So let me see if I can put in a comment here. And certainly don't forget to like and follow the show so that you know when we go live. We are live on realtalkwithkarenstacy.podbean.com. And that is how you can go live and interact and comment and such. And if you catch this on the replay, I believe you can also comment, because I have gotten comments before. So you can comment on the replay, or you can listen to the replay anywhere on any of your favorite podcast platforms. So I think what I'm going to do is just shoot her a text to see where we are and see. I can't now, just for those of you like that are like me. Oh, there she is.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry, I was having technical issues. I thought I could do it on my computer, but not.
Okay. I was just, that's why I was like, I'm doing like a tap dance. I'm like, okay.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. But you sound a little low to me. Are you, let's do a sound check. Check, check.
Hello. Can you hear me now? I'm on my.
Yeah, not so great. Anybody else listening? Can you, I put my earbuds in. I don't know if I sound.
Yeah. Hold on for one second. Let me switch out different ones. Let me see if this works better.
Hold on. I'm okay. That's cool. See, this is live, people. This is what we do here. We're live and there's no filter. I know the world lives in filters now, but we're live. She's too low. Okay. Thank you, John.
Okay, one second.
All right. We're working on it. I'm going to tap dance again. What we'll do, under technical difficulties. Let's see. Let's give her a round of applause for jumping on and trying to switch it out. All right. You're doing good, Francine. You're doing good. This is a good intro for you. Magic.
Now, can you hear me okay now?
No, it's worse now.
Oh, boy. Okay, hold on.
I don't know, John, what do you think? This is funny.
Is this better?
Oh, my God. Wonderful.
Okay, one second. Hold on. Okay, so you
we
can
got
hear
it.
Me?
I can hear you. You sound great now.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to be on speaker, so hold on.
Well, it's fine. I mean, as long as you have quiet behind you. No? Okay.
No. Oh, well, I'll do the best I can. So, hi, everyone. Techno issues.
Yes, indeed. Is this is better, John? John is my tech support.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, so good morning, Francine Tesler. How are you today?
Good, good. So how are you guys doing? So basically, I wanted to thank you so much for having me on. I'm looking forward to being over at Franco Martini's Saturday, April 6th, to do the psychic, you know, party that we're going to be doing. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it.
Me too. It's going to be definitely something different and a little surprise. Are you here?
Oh, yeah, the phone just made it go lower. Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. And a little surprise for our guests, too, is that I'm going to be doing the music before you have your psychic gallery. Did I say that correctly?
It's an open gallery. I'm going to be picking
open gallery.
I'm going to be picking people out of the audience. I'm going to do a little explanation, and then I'll pick people at randomly, ask them their name and their date of birth, tell them some stuff. And at the end, I'm going to be raffling off a one-hour reading for $30, and whoever wins, it's a really great thing, and then we'll do a phone reading. So there you go.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Now, what did John just said? A little background talking, I'll leave and come back in. Okay, so he's coming back in again. Yeah, I guess that your connection is definitely not on the norm here, but we'll work through it. Okay, good. I sound good. Francine, test. Nope. We're doing a test. Can you speak?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Okay, so for anybody that's just tuning in, thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with Karen Stacy and Francine Tesler. So we wanted to talk today about, you said there's a pink moon and there's energy, there's an energy shift coming. Can you explain what that means?
So basically, to go backwards, to go forwards, last summer we were in a very unusual shift that happened, and basically,
I lost you. Are you there? Hello, hello. We lost either my earbuds went out now or no, I think mine are still in. Francine, we lost you. That I hear something. You there?
Yeah, I
lost you. You said basically, and then I lost you. Nope, now she's completely gone. Her call ended. Oh, there she is.
Yeah, so basically, every 3 or 4 months, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, every 3 or 4 months, we go through these astrological phases. And, you know, we have full moons, new moons, and then we have a thing called Mercury retrograde. So we had last summer two of those, and the Mercury retrograde is basically a stop and a regroup, and it can affect communications, finances, electrical devices, weather, things like that. Now, on the 1st of April, we come into another Mercury retrograde, which is going to be Aries. No, but it's not a bad one. See, everyone always thinks bad. Mercury retrogrades are meant to make us reevaluate what we're doing. And it's also meant to slow us down. So it's a time to regroup, right? That's why they don't want anything new at that point. But what's interesting is it's in Aries, which it doesn't really normally happen. And then a few days later, we have a new moon, which is the pink moon, and it's an eclipse on the 8th. It's a completely solar eclipse. It's a very big deal for this. And this is going to be, it's going to hit 42 million people will be able to see it. And it completely covers the sun. And it's a really cool thing. You're not supposed to look at it, obviously. It's not a pink moon. They called it the pink moon because of the flowers. They were wildflowers that grew at that time period. You know, every moon has, you know, a nickname, full moons and new moons. So it's kind of a really cool time. This is all for new transformations. Now, what's interesting also is on April 23rd is when the retrograde ends, the Mercury retrograde ends, and then we have full pink moon. Now, this one also will bring out, like, whatever doesn't work has to go away. And it's all for new things. And it's rebranding, regrouping. It's, think of it as like rising from the ashes, like a phoenix.
Phoenix rising.
Yes, yes. It's very cool. You know, the end of this month, you know, even though I do a little bit of astrology, but the end of this month, we have a lunar eclipse on March 25th, which is a full moon. So that starts, they talk about eclipse season. Eclipse seasons are for us to find out our purpose, to listen. You know, so everyone is psychic. I always say that. We all have a psychic ability. It's not a power. If it was a power, I can fly in the air, right? It's like well, no, it's the truth. You have to work at it. It's a muscle in your brain, basically. So even though everyone has psychic ability, we're not all meant to be practitioners. You know, you and I could both learn how to play the piano. We're not going to both be virtuosos. So this time is a big awakening. It's the culmination of what happened from last summer till now. It's like the volcano is erupting and it's all new things. And people are going to find their own power. And we can't say we can't. We have to say we will. I do. I will. You know what I'm saying? Because anything is possible moving forward. This one is a really big, big deal. And it's a positive thing. In my personal opinion, I think it's going to be fantastic. Now, will it make everything moving? Yeah. Oh, I hear a lot of noise. It'll be very, people will be moody, you know, maybe, or extra sensitive. You know, that's why a lot of people right now are very anxious, if that makes any sense, because of the energy shift that's happening. So think of it as some people feel like they're PMSing a little bit or overtired and very anxious and they don't understand what it is. But then when everything, you know, is finished, it's like a relief. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I think that a lot of times people don't really recognize that energy, you know, has a huge effect, you know, and sometimes like people don't realize like, why am I feel so tired, or I feel so anxious, or I feel so cranky, or I feel so confused, you know, and such. And people don't always give credence to the fact that, you know, the energy speaks and whatever's going on does actually have an effect.
Correct. And my job, not only as a psychic medium, medical intuitive, is to relay those messages and to teach people to always listen to what the universe is telling them. We, you know, we're animals, and, you know, if you're walking down a dark street and your hair stands up on your arms, it's a warning. You know what I'm saying? So people kind of have stopped listening, and I see a resurgence of people listening. You know what I'm saying?
I think a lot of people, what happens is that we are conditioned to think a certain way. And so I think that people tend to rationalize those feelings instead of allowing yourself to feel those feelings, you know? So meaning, like, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out if you're walking down, you know, a dark alley, it could be dangerous, right? So, you know, you may say to yourself, well, you know, of course, that's, you know, like, just, you know, it's a dark alley, you got to be careful. So sometimes what we do is we tell ourselves that we're irrational, like, oh, that's not normal, you know, like, you shouldn't think that. And we fight the intuition that we actually have because it's not quote unquote normal.
But it is, because we're animals. I mean, we're, you know, humans are animals. And, you know, if we pay attention more, I mean, 99% of the time when something happens or after something happens, the person would say, oh, you know, I knew that, I had a gut feeling and I should have listened to it. You know, you hear people say that all the time. You know, and, you know, when they interviewed people from 9/11, you know, that survived, you know, a lot of those people couldn't make it into work because we didn't have Ubers at that time, if you remember.
Yeah.
And, you know, they missed their train or something. So when they didn't force it, they're still here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, they did, like, it was very interesting because the biggest call out days are Mondays and Fridays, not Tuesdays. And, you know, somebody's kid was sick, another person missed their train, they had a tire blowout, you know.
Yep.
And I always say that if we don't listen, the God or the universe makes us listen.
Yep.
And that's this point in time, this next couple of weeks is going to be very important. And what's also really interesting is eclipses affect us 3 to 6 months later. So anything
that is interesting.
Well, it is in many ways, because whatever's hidden, positive or negative, comes out. So, so like if you have a health issue, you people will find out very quickly, you know, within that time frame, and either they can address it or there could be a transition. You know, it could be endings. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the summertime, again, when we had the Mercury retrogrades and we had a couple of eclipses, a lot of people, if you ask them from the summer, they like stop talking to people, or they looked at somebody and go, oh my God, who is this person? Or they change their career, or they're in the process of it. You know, there's a lot of new stuff. So this is all a culmination of that. It's all a build up. And then from the end of April going into May, it's going to be all new. Then July is the 3 month mark, and then October. So by October, everyone's life from last summer and even now will be very different. You know, the people that are kind of dragging their feet and ignoring what's going on, it'll still happen, but it'll be like Groundhog Day. It's going to take them a little longer, and they're going to have a little bit more obstacles. So I tell people all the time to listen to the voice. I mean, you contacted me, right? And it was like a weird voice, right? And the voice in my head said, sure. I mean, you're a Bronx girl. I mean, hell, we got to stick together. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had said that, you know, when one of my posts that, you know, I think I met you like 30 years ago. And And you had, you know, and so, you know, I always remembered you. And when I, you know, I hadn't seen a lot of you on social media. And I know you said, you know, you're in a process of, you know, again, like you're just discussing, right? Rebranding and all of that. So, you know, I don't know what happened that I, you know, saw you or something and, you know, you were in my head. So I reached out and, you know, although of course, you know, you're not going to remember me from 30 years ago per se, especially via a phone conversation. Yeah, there was 6 degrees of separation, which 30 years ago, I don't even think we knew that we were from the same place. Are you there? Uh-oh, did I lose her again? See, there's too much energy going on this. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh my God, this is the Mercury retrograde.
That's what I was just saying.
Yeah, yep. It messes with computers, electrical devices.
Yep.
You know, there's been some more hacks I've heard, you know, recently, more data breaches. You know, it's a big deal now. So it generally happens during a Mercury retrograde. It's sort of like a little gremlin that's like a prankster that tries to wake us up, you know, pay attention. You know what I mean?
And yeah.
What I was going to say is the reason why.
That's a good analogy. The reason why?
Oh, the reason why I was off the grid for a bit is, you know, we had some sick family and then we had COVID, you know, and during that time period, you know, we all had to figure out how to reduce stuff. You know, also sure. Think of something else. We had some pretty big things happen in, you know, in our lifetime, right? We had 9/11,
right.
We had the stock crash, and then we had COVID. Each time, everyone had to recalibrate, rebrand, reassess. What didn't work has to go away, try new things. I mean, look, we got into Zoom, podcasts, you know,
right.
People do remote notaries now. You know what I'm saying? So telehealth, it was never
yes.
a thing.
Huge. You know, yeah.
Yes. So this is just part of the cycle of being human and re-listening. The only thing is, we as society have to go back to being kind to one another and to agree to disagree. You know, everyone is entitled to their own opinions. As long as you don't hurt somebody physically or, you know, try to impose those thoughts. And we all have the right to live, you know?
Yeah. And I say that all the time. I say we need to respectfully agree to disagree. And, you know, anybody that's not noticing the divisions that are, you know, being created, you know, that's a real thing. And, you know, when family members are, you know, on opposite sides and are hating one another, because they have different views, there's just a world gone mad. Because, you know, you could like the color pink and I could like the color yellow. You can't convince me that pink, I don't like pink. I like yellow. So, you know,
favorite color, same thing. Yeah.
So, you know, it's that, and people are very unaccepting in so many ways. So I would say that is probably like, and I preach this all the time, which is interesting because I always say it, you know, and before this Sammy Sweetheart was on freaking the Jersey Shore, I always say I'm the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet. And that is the total truth because, you know, I'm very kind. I try to be very kind with people because I recognize that you never know what someone else is going through. But at the same token, like there has to be, and this is what happens is that people, in my opinion, people getting that balance right is what's tricky, right? So you can be kind to someone without being a doormat. And I think that people don't get the in-between because when you have to really know boundaries in order to do that. And so that, I think that goes back to what we were discussing in the beginning of the show. You know, you get that feeling, right? You get that gut, you know, like when sometimes you interact with a person and they are kind of like pushing your limits, but not in a good way.
That's right.
And you feel that kind of like, and you're saying to yourself, like, I don't know if I want to hang out with this person, or you hang out with them or you spend time with them, you feel kind of shitty afterwards. Like, right. It's like a tug of war, but you try to tell yourself, you know, oh, well, they're going through something or whatever. But no, right? That's the energy saying, hey, this is not a yin and a yang. This right. is they're there and you are having an issue with where they are. And because you're trying to be kind, you're allowing behavior that doesn't align with who and what you are. And I recognize it, but I still am trying to like live that, because we make allowances and acceptances for especially people that we like, or, you know, that we're trying to help or whatever the case, right? So I think that that's part of that inner voice, right? If you will, you know, because it's saying to you like, hey, this isn't in alignment with you.
Well, what happens to me is I get really drained, or I'll get a headache, or
yep.
I get really tired, and
yep.
you know, I call it psychic vampirism, so to speak.
Oh yeah.
Well, energy sucks, but
yep.
you know, some people are conscious empaths and some people are subconscious ones. When you're a subconscious empath, you're kind of healing others and you're giving them your energy, and then they're taking it, and then you get drained. You just
right.
have to recognize who it is, and is it all the time? If it's all the time, then you have to kind of space it. I have a phrase for people that don't know how to say no. Basically, and it's a really simple phrase, and it's a great phrase. I would love to, but I can't. And it's a really great way of saying go suck it or no without saying no.
You know what? I love that. Say it one more time.
So when people don't know how to say no, right? You know, because a lot of us have that problem. We feel bad because everyone, you know, the institutions and family and friends somehow make us feel guilty. So I came up with a phrase. I would love to, but I can't.
You know, there you go.
It's a nice way of saying of no, I'll go suck it, but it's still setting a boundary, and it doesn't close the door, but it's being a little bit more tactful. Like, I don't say I'm short, I'm vertically challenged, right? If somebody is anal retentive, I'll say that they're thought restrictive. You know, there's a nicer way to say something, you know, because if we don't set those boundaries, we blow up or we get sick. You know, women particularly, that happens
yep.
to them a lot. You know, breast, uterine, a digestive, gallbladder, because their hot spots are their female areas, you know, upper, you know, and lower, and they suck in the energy. You know, so I always tell people to set a boundary, pay attention to your body, pay attention to what the universe is telling you. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
if your hair stands up on your arms or you feel nauseous around somebody, pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
The universe is on the run, you know? Again, you know, being psychic isn't magic. There's no such thing, you know, in the typical sense. You know, I believe that we can create whatever we believe, but I also believe that there's no such thing as the hokey pokey stuff. But you gotta listen, and the magic's within ourselves, not others. Do you know what I'm saying? And we also have to build
yeah.
each other up. You know, I always pay it forward. I always connect people and try to help others and connect regardless if whether they do it for me or not, because I don't expect it from them, because the universe always brings it back to you.
You know right. Well, that's yes. But I mean, I think a lot of people. So first of all, I just want to say thank you guys for joining us. You're listening to Real Talk with Karen Stacey and Francine Tesler. And we are talking about the pink moon, the energy shift, Mercury retrograde, and all of the things that this means. So thank you for tuning in. If you're listening live on Real Talk with Karen Stacey.podbean.com, make sure you hit that follow button, hit that like button so we know that you're here. You can type in a comment if you want to add to our conversation, if you want to ask a question. And if you're catching this on the replay, you can hear it on any of your favorite podcast platforms. I think that a lot of times in life, and Francine, I want to thank you so much, you know, for coming on and, you know, speaking with us about this, because I think it's really important, because so many of us, like I was saying a few moments ago, you know, we are taught, you know, like, oh, that's crazy talk, or yeah, okay, you know, or whatever. And so it's very difficult because, you know, especially children are, you know, unless they're taught that things aren't the way they think they are, they usually, you hear more things come out of their mouth that have more of a, you know, the other realm than adults, right? Because they're, I mean, do you find that? Because children are very open. So I know I've dealt with a lot of children and I hear these things and you have to take a minute and listen, because, you know, it's like, you know, it's not monsters under the bed. You know, you're not, you know, these, you do get these quote unquote messages or energy or whatever. Would you say that that's more accurate even with children? Uh-oh, did I lose Francine again? I did. I'm glad I'm talking to myself. See, I could do my show and not even know if my caller is with me, my co-host is with me or not. Okay, so that gremlin is really messing with you, huh?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I said that gremlin is really messing with you.
Oh, God, yeah, it's crazy. So the thing with children and animals, they don't know limitations. And they are far more psychic. So like they don't know that the word can't or impossible, you know what I'm saying? So that's why, like, if somebody passes on in a household, you'll see an animal looking into dead space because they most likely see the spirit. Same thing with children. Oh. Because I saw images and spirits when I was a small child, you know, shadows, orbs. I saw my aunt, you know, that my family didn't tell me had passed. And I said, oh, she's sitting right there. And they're like, no, she's in heaven. And I'm like, no, she's there. She's in this outfit. She has a message. And they all thought I was crazy, but it wound up, you know, being true, you know.
But how so, did they, but to interrupt that thought, when you said something like that and they all thought you were crazy, what was their response to you?
Well, they figured I was 6 years old. I'm being creative because I'm an artist originally. I'm an artist originally by trade, so I'm very visually descriptive. So they thought I had an active imagination, but something I said gotcha. Made sense later. And my mom, you know, was very intuitive, and so was my dad. So basically, you know, as things progressed, I would tell them stuff and they look at me and they go, oh boy, you know what I mean?
Okay. So they didn't shut you down is what I'm saying.
No.
I think a lot of times, you know, when I think that that's the other thing that happens with us as we grow up, right? Is that we have all of these things going on inside of us. We're trying to kind of navigate. And then something like what you were just saying comes up and, you know, it's like you don't know what to do with that because that's energy and you don't understand what that energy is. Just like as adults, what I was just mentioning, right? We don't understand what the energy is sometimes when we get nauseous when we're around somebody, like you just said, that we get a headache, that we're tired, that we're cranky, you know, or whatever the case may be. So I do think that it's challenging, I assume, you know, for certain parents that don't really, you know, like they don't give credence to it. So it's kind of like, you know, you just shut it down right away. Like, oh, that's crazy talk. Like, yeah, okay, you know. But sometimes I feel like, you know, you should listen. Well, not sometimes, all the time. That's just my opinion.
Well, growing up, the kids used to call me Strega. No.
Yeah, and I lost you again. They used to call you, hold on, Mercury Retrograde is having fun with Miss Francine. They used to call you what? We hear you now.
Strega Nona. which means witchy grandma in Italian. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, so okay. So that's what they used to call me, but I didn't care. I hung out with the adults, the teachers, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you just have to figure out your own path. You know, the other right. thing is I teach people also when I do my events, like one image could mean many things. Or if I see something, I hear something and I feel something. I'm ADD and I'm dyslexic. So I'm trying to put the pieces of the puzzles. It's not an exact perfect fit. My right. job is to relay those messages and let them put it together. So, you know, dreams, as an example, are precognitive, which means that you're dreaming of something before, wishes, fears, also surrealism. And you can't turn off the TV. You can't turn away the movie. And I always tell people that we're paying attention.
Yep. Fran, we lost you.
Can you hear this me now? Real.
Yeah, you said I always tell people
that you should pay attention to the main people in the front, not the main people in the front, but what's going on behind the scenes, because that's the pink elephant in the room. That's the message, the warning, that's what the story is really about.
And smoke and mirrors.
Yes, it's the pink elephant in the room. You know, for me, pickles generally mean pregnancy, you know, and I dreamt my dad was pregnant 30 years ago. There were pickles. He's getting a C-section. It's like my favorite story. Well, obviously he couldn't have been pregnant. He had a triple hernia, laparoscopic surgery. Now,
interesting.
When I had the office with laparoscopic surgery, anyone that has that, they pump the gas in your stomach, you look pregnant. Now, the same image, pickles, when I had my office in Chappaqua, there were several men that came in and they had pickles. One guy had, you know, prostate cancer, and one guy had testicular cancer. One guy came in and he had pink and purple pickles over his head. He lived an alternative lifestyle. And then the last guy, true story before we closed because of COVID, he had like 100 cartoon pickles doing the can-can in a cabaret outfit. And I actually was turning red because I thought he was a male prostitute because he was a good-looking guy. And he's like, what's the matter? And I said, well, this is what I see. He actually owns a pickle company. So, but it's the truth. So the thing is, when you're coming to like an open gallery event or you're getting a reading, our jobs are not to tell people what they want to hear. Our job right. is to deliver the message of whatever it is. The other thing is, I'm a medium. I'm a psychic medium and a medical intuitive. Now, I'm also, I'm changing, like I said, life, health, and business strategist. But the psychic medium stuff, like all psychics are not mediums. All mediums are psychics. But there is no phone number to dial up. Like, they don't go, hi, we're dead. You know, the money is here and the meaning of life is this. And I'm going to say that a lot of times when I'm doing the readings, it sounds like static, because when we pass, we literally lose the ability to communicate in a language that we came from. You know, like when we have infants and pets, we understand what they're saying. So I may hear something or a song or see an image and say, okay, does this mean something? And it might be your long lost loved one. You know, that's why when you watch the shows with the medium, people never say that they're dead end called them. They say, I found an orb. I saw an orb. I find coins, butterflies, birds, picture frames fall off the wall. So when you guys come to the show at Franco and Martini's, you know, I don't know all and see all. Otherwise, I would win lottery, you know. But my job yeah. is to entertain. I'm very funny. I can be very funny. And, you know, I use the humor, but I will describe something. And even if it doesn't make sense to you at the time, because if I tell mm-hmm. you something that hasn't happened yet, it's not going to make sense until it happens.
Right.
So we as people want to control the narrative, let the person tell you what they're getting. And, you know, if they're bogus, you know, they tell you have a black cloud, give them $2,000. Obviously, they're full of shit. That's a different right. story. You know, forgive my right. French. So, But you have to, if you feel connected to the person, listen to what they're saying, record it, keep notes. I free write, I give notes. I'm going to be giving notes to the audience members, you know, so it kind of adds another layer. But if you get a private reading and they don't allow you to record it, and they say it interrupts the vibrations of the reading, they're full of crap. Because why can't they record it? You know what I'm saying? It makes no sense to me. And it helps to validate the reading, because a lot of things I say don't make sense for 5 years, you know, 5 months, 5 days, 10 years. Do you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
you know, again, we're not God.
I think, and so I think that's really, I mean, and that's great advice for people, because, you know, listen, like, what is that? The psychic network, you know, like it's like $8,000 a minute, you know, or whatever. And, you know, they're and such. And say it again.
They read off a script.
Right. So, you know, the thing is that you have these, you know, these people that are definitely, they're preying on, you know, like your desperation, for lack of a better word, right? Because, you know, people always want closure, or they want like a definition, they want an explanation. And so, you know, a lot of people get, it's really interesting, because like when I have mentioned to people at Franco Martini, you know, that, oh, I'm like, you know, we're going to have Francine Tesler, she's the psychic medium, and they're like, oh my God, I'm coming. And so, you know, there are people that live for this information. Some find it entertaining, some find it like the Holy Grail. And, you know, I think that it's what you're trying to say, if I'm getting it correctly, is that, you know, anyone that has a gift like you, which of course, like you said, we all have the gift, but somebody that has a gift like yourself that has, you know, tuned it and is in alignment with it, you know, it's a guide. It's like you were just saying, I can say something, you can say something to someone, and it may not make any sense today or tomorrow. It may make sense 20 years from now. It's just a matter of being in the alignment. So anybody that's like going to things like this, and, or, you know, these galleries, or that's getting readings or whatever, you know, they're not there to, you know, be like the Holy Grail. They're there because it's energy, and you're like the midway person, if you will, you know, with this energetic message, or, you know, feeling, or whatever the case may be, right? Would you agree with that? Fran. Every time I start talking, I lose her. You with us?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. So you're correct, but think of the highway 287. It leads to every highway and every road, right? And well, we could be going to, let's say, North Carolina. You go over to the Jersey, go over the Delaware Water Gap, but you decide maybe you want to take the back roads. So like, I'm the eagle that's flying above. An eagle is one of the best hunters ever. It flies above and it can see every road, every highway, every traffic jam, and every possible different thing. And it figures out with it what they want to get, right? What they want to eat for today or something, or they're just surveying the area. So my job is to say, look, these are the roads, you know, and maybe you get there a little later, but this is what I'm seeing. And how you get to the end result, that's up to you, because we all have free will. And we're not supposed to leap into this. You take what you need, you leave the rest. That's it. It's a guide. That's all that it is.
Right. But I think that, you know, so many people, like I was saying, you know, like you want, like they want that validation, you know, like, you know, you're someone that passes on, you know, they want that validation to know that that person, or that energy or spirit or whatever one believes, you know, is present, is there with you. And, you know, they want, like, it's not like we were saying earlier, it's not magic. It's energy. And I think I just don't want people, like you were saying earlier, you know, if they go to people and they say, oh, you can't record it because it messes with the energy and this, that, and the other. You know, it's really unfair, like most things in life, that, you know, there are scammers there and they're preying on people who are so desperate, you know, for information for their loved ones, or maybe they're desperate because they need change in their life and, you know, they're sick or they're financially distressed or whatever, you know, they are lonely, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, it's like, you're dying to know. Like, I'm sure one of the major questions you probably get asked or whatever would be like, well, am I going to find anybody? Like, where is, you know, the love of my life, or, you know, those type of things, because people want like an answer. And unfortunately, you know, life isn't black and white like that, where the answer isn't always right in front of you, although it may be, right? See, I paused. Brian, you with us?
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Oh my God, I can't stand this. Okay, and I love you, but it's the stupid thing. We'll have to figure something else out the next time. So you're 100% right. You know, and again, we're not God. You know, if you don't leave your house, you're not going to meet anyone. Like, I've had people say to me, "Well, if it's God's will, then the person will come to me." Well,
if it's meant to be.
Right. But you also, if you don't play lottery, you're not going to win lottery. There has to be an action and a reaction. We have to do the work. Part of it is listening to what the universe or God, or listen to the signs, you know, whether it's your hair standing up, you get a headache, you hear something in your head say, do this or go this way. I mean, how many people are driving and in their head, they take another route and then they find out there was a big accident, or they're late and they just missed an accident. It happens to me all the time.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, I believe.
You just went out again, Fran. This is funny. I can't make this stuff up.
I blew out a tire, a same tire twice in 2 months, you know, month apart. And I think it was because I was supposed to go somewhere each time, and the universe was like, yeah, no. So even though it was an amazing thing, it was a way to delay me or not make me go. I always tell people, if you're going to go somewhere and you miss your plane, or there's 5 hours of traffic, it doesn't mean you're maybe not supposed to go, but maybe you should go the next day. Or maybe, you know, you should postpone it, or it could be the universe saying you're not supposed to go today. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. People try to force it now. And I just tell people to go back to 9/11, the whole idea of 9/11, how many people, because we didn't, right now we have Uber. So if we have a tire blowout, you could take an Uber. If we had that back then, there would have been more people that wouldn't be here. So I always say that, you know, and you're very psychic. You know, you're very empathic, you're funny, you've had a lot of sadness, and you don't let people know. You use joy and you pass it along, and you try to help people a lot, you know.
Thank you, and
you're a very lovely soul, you know.
Thank you.
You have healing ability, you know. You should be a healer, you know, which you are.
I am. So, I found where this is where I can help heal people. And it does mean a lot. And I think the way I feel is that there are two ways to go in life. You can go through things that change you, and you can allow them to change you for the better, or they will change you for the worse. So you have a choice. And most people, you know, it's a different mentality, right? I always say failure isn't an option. So you're either going to be the victor or the victim. So it's a choice. We've all gone through shit in our lifetime. Some of us have been blessed maybe not to go through horrific things, maybe just bad things. And some people have gone through hell and back. But the to me, the I don't want to say the value of the person because that's not the right word to use. But to me, you're either going to be the victim or the victor. So you know when you're speaking to someone, whether which person they are. And the victim will always blame every situation, every person, every action, everything, and never once take accountability for their role in that. And the victor will see all of these things, will go through all these things, and be instead of becoming resentful and angry, they become more compassionate and more loving and more helpful. Because, I mean, even in the business, right? So in this business, the business where I am in with, you know, in the entertainment industry, I've met people in my lifetime that have made it, right? And they would be happy to share my shows or come to my events or whatever the case may be, or be a guest on one of my shows and share it and help me to, you know, flourish like they have. And then there are other people that'll go, well, no one helped me. So you want to get a following? Get it yourself. And it's like, I thought we were all here to help one another. Like, so in other words, because no one helped you, or maybe you perceive it that no one helped you, that you shouldn't help anybody else. I see it the opposite way. I see it as, if I can help you, then we can grow together. And that's, if more people, I think, adapted that type of thinking, we wouldn't be going against one another. We would be working with one another. And that's a way to achieve more, because there's always enough, there's enough air for us all to breathe.
Correct. And there's also the 6 degrees of separation. So, you know, I could know somebody that you don't know, and then I connect you, and then the other person that I connect them to you may have known you, and they lost your information or whatever it is. You know, you always have to try to do that. Everyone, you know, now they don't want to share. It's like the golem and the ring, precious, you know, mine.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. The thing is I will always try to connect people. I do that all week.
Me
I do
too.
That, you know, I do it all the time. And yep. I don't ask for anything. I just, you know, the universe will bring it back. You know, that's it.
Right. Right. And I do also, I'm sorry not to interrupt you, but I also find that when you are in the proper alignment, somehow those people align with you. So in other words, when you're in that victim mentality, you're bouncing all of that stuff back out, and none of that good stuff. You know, people, I know I've heard this before, right? Like you start your day, you spill your coffee and my day is ruined, right? And so now your energy is shit from that point forward. Now, don't get me wrong. Spilling a cup of coffee in the morning is definitely not something that is like a good thing, right? But then you have to kind of laugh. And you have to go, okay, so I'm covered in coffee right now. I just burned the crap out of myself. You have to laugh and you got to reboot, because if you continue with that negative energy, then your rest of your day is going to be shit. But if you make fun and say, okay, great, and you go to work and you have stains all over your clothes and you're like, yeah, this is how I started my morning. The next at lunch, you may win the lotto because, you know, it was just something that happened. It didn't define you. It didn't define your day. So I just hate when people say things like, oh, I can't catch a break. Oh, you know, yeah, that always happens to me. I can never find the right person. I never can do this, or blah, 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 blah. Would you concur that this is setting someone up for failure, and that you also will never connect with the people that may help you to facilitate the things that should be coming next? I wish I could say I stumped her and there's a long pause, but for some reason, every time I make like a 3-paragraph statement, I lose her.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I can.
Yes. my God, this is so fucking, excuse my, funny.
It's funny.
I totally agree with you. I always say thoughts create matter. So if you think, you know, your day is going to be bad, it's going to be bad. You know, you attract what you think or what you put out there, you know, and, you know, think of it this way. You put a pot of water on the stove to boil. When the water boils, the water evaporates, right? And
right.
Think of it, that's also the spirits, like our lost loved ones. They're like evaporated water. They're all around us, right? Well, our thoughts are very much like that evaporated water. So when you put it out there, it's an energy vibration of negative, you're going to get back negative or positive. Mm. Think of it as, I always say, like the butterfly effect, right? We take a stone in the lake and you play that game where you see how many times.
Skip it. Skip the rock. Yeah.
But how do you know that little wave didn't cause a tidal wave in Japan? See, that one small action could create, or that same bounce could do something positive where, you know, people win the lottery or somebody cures cancer. You know what I'm saying? So those little rifts in the energy field are very, very possible. You know, that's why they talk about the different levels of consciousness and things like that. So think of it as evaporated water. Our thoughts are like that, you know, because water could be rain, fog, sleet, snow, you know what I'm saying? So our thoughts change form, and people that are negative, a lot of them get sick all the time, you know, and that's very common because they're sucking it in. They're attracting it, you know. You have to bounce back and just, you know, you fall down. And also, anytime anyone ever told me what I wanted to do was impossible, I proved them wrong. You have to just ignore what the other people say, because most people don't wish us well. Mm-hmm. You know that. And you just have to find your people, your tribe.
Yeah.
We have to find that.
Sometimes there isn't, you know, those people are few and far between. Usually those people are few and far between. And I think people measure life on quantity more than quality. And, you know, you get what you pay for, so to speak. And not always, because you know what? Sometimes you could pay $2 for something and it could be the best thing ever. So it's not, you know, it's definitely, some people think that being with, you know, going out and having 20 people to go out with or 20 friends to come and meet them someplace makes them popular. And you know what? At the end of the day, they're not, because if they're lucky, one person out of that 20 actually care what happened to them, you know, in the beginning of the day, as opposed to them being, you know, the fun person to hang out with on a Friday night.
That's correct. And not everyone is going to connect on your frequency, you know, and that's the truth. 100%. You know,
right.
And so, yeah, 100%. And I'm going to just say one thing. You know, I grew up in the Bronx.
Please.
When I started my business, I still live in the Bronx, and no one supported me. None of my, I didn't have friends my age until I moved to Westchester, until I was like 40. Most of my friends were much older or much younger. No one supported
I'm sorry we didn't know each other then.
yeah. But no one supported it. And, you know, people treated me like a freak. And I still have that sometimes. But those are not
people. Yeah, people treat me like that too. Don't worry about it. And I certainly am not. I don't have your abilities.
You're intuitive yourself, so you could read people.
I'm teasing, but I'm just saying I can't even imagine, because I was, you know, like you said, growing up in the Bronx, you know, is a very, you know, it's a different mentality. And I'm sure, you know, every place has their own mentality, but certainly in the Bronx, especially, I don't recall the area you said you grew up in. Did you say like Bainbridge area? I don't know. I lost her again.
Pelham Parkway and Boston Road.
Oh, okay. So yes. Right. So Boston Road wasn't quite the same, but yes, that area. So, you know, it was a very clicky, It was a very clicky area. It was very like you had to fit in. No one went against the feathers. Everybody's feathers went in the same direction. Everybody wore their hair the same way. Everybody talked the same way. Everybody dressed the same way. And when you didn't fit that mold, you were the outcast, 1,000%.
But I didn't care. So I did my own thing, you know.
Me too.
Yeah, so I was not a leader. I mean, I wasn't a follower. I was always a leader. And I didn't look for that. My friends were mostly guys or much older people. So I didn't care. You know, also being an artist, I did my own thing anyway, you know. And then when I went to high school, I went to school in the city. So I got away from all that, you know.
Yep. So as did I, as we talked about. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So the thing is, you have to just find your own.
It's a cliffhanger. You have to find your own, and we're just putting it in the universe so you can find your own. because the retrograde is preventing her from speaking right now. This is funny. I have never, I mean, and the funniest thing is that Francine is a true professional at everything she does, and she's anal just like me. So the fact that this is going in and out like this is just like it really interesting. If you don't think energy actually exists, you're witnessing it.
I do have electrical issues. So can you hear me now?
I can, babe.
Oh my God, this is so funny. No, but the thing is, the important thing that's coming up the next couple of weeks is to manifest. So everyone should be writing on a piece of paper their wishes and their dreams for the new moon and the full moon. But you should do it every day. Like they call them mantras, but say it to yourself or a little prayer. And don't be afraid. And just focus on what you want and what you need. Because God doesn't always give us what we want. God gives us what we need. So this change in the next couple of weeks is the opportunity to get in on that wave and ride that wave. You know? Oh boy.
Was that you? Was that you?
Yeah, that's my ringtone because I can't hear.
Oh, I was like, that timing was impeccable. Wow. I was like, wait. Because I actually say it again.
Can you hear me? I couldn't have done that if I could hear.
No, and I played that that sound when we had started the show while I was waiting for you to come on. So that's even funnier that was the case. Yeah. Wait. Let me see if I can get that. Okay. You ready? Oh wait, and then we got this. Well, it was close. It wasn't quite the same, but it was close.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
It was close. So I guess, you know, the moral of the story, to kind of sum it all up is, you know, pay attention to the signs, right? And to try to be optimistic and hopeful. I mean, thank you for making me feel a little bit better about Mercury retrograde. You know, like right now, I'm twitching because of all the technical difficulties that we had throughout the show. And knowing you, you've been twitching the same. But, you know, like, what are we going to do? It is what it is. And, you know, so I'm not a huge fan of the Mercury retrograde. It makes me a little nutty. But at the same token, I am all about change and new beginnings. And, you know, I say it all the time on my shows, you know, people look at New Year's as a new beginning, and that's the biggest crock of shit in the world. You know, the way I look at it, and for those of us that have been through things in our life, you know, I always say, you know, tomorrow is another day, God willing, of course. But, you know, if you had a bad day, like literally sometimes I have these days where I'm like, you know what, I'm done with today. I'm done. Like, because it was just whatever it was, everything was coming in and it was coming in not right. So I'm done. So I would, you know, like say, you know, go to sleep, wake up tomorrow. Tomorrow is a new day. And, you know, every day we have a new start to a new life, if you will. So I think that if people would adopt that kind of thought, you know, don't get stuck on yesterday. Yesterday is over, right? We're in today, right? Living in the now is so difficult because what are we thinking about? We're always thinking about everything we have to do, and we're not actually in the here and the now. And we can't, you know, predict the future. So that's why they say live here in the now, which again, very challenging to do. But I think that, you know, I am always excited. Some people don't like change. Some people don't. I'm always excited for change. I'm always excited to see what may come next. And, you know, I think people just need to be a little more excited about things like that than be afraid of them.
Well, but that's why I said about 9/11, the stock market, and the COVID thing, because people that were doing the same thing over and over again each time had to be forced to change or get left in the dust. You know, mm-hmm. you had to find a way, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And again, you know, even if you have a crappy day or something like blowing your tire out, it's the universe's way of slowing you down or saying you're not supposed to get where you're going, or you're supposed to get late. And people take it like, oh my God, you know, the day is over. And it's not, because how do you know the hand of God didn't just say, okay, this is your protection. You know what I'm saying?
So,
you know, people have to look at it differently, you know, and also one other thing, we don't wear the clothing we did when we were 12, even if we could. So change and evolution, we're always evolving, you know, and
hopefully,
I would hope. Yes.
Hopefully that's the whole thing, is that a lot of people fight evolution. And I mean, there are certain aspects of it, you know, that I can understand that, but for the most part, when we say evolution, we mean growth. And so I think it is very important. And I always try to get people to change their mindsets on things, because it's all in the mind. We have a lot more control over things than we think. So I just want to say thank you so much, Francine, for joining me today. I hope we can do this again. And I also want to remind everybody, if you know, this is just a little sneak peek of us, you know, working together, and we're going to have some fun on April 6th. I'm playing some music. We're going to dance. We're going to have some fun. And then Francine is going to take us on a little journey there. And, you know, we're going to just have a fun night. So anybody that, you know, is looking forward to meeting Miss Francine Tesler, you need to join us April 6th at Franco Martini, 2025 Albany Post Road, Croton on Hudson. I know a lot of people are interested. So if you are going to come and have dinner with us, please make sure you make a reservation so that we can accommodate you. And, you know, stay tuned, because, you know, maybe Francine and I will be able to do another show for you guys besides on the podcast, besides, of course, April 6th. What do you think, Francine? I can't make this stuff up. I'm going to laugh. I gotcha.
Okay. So I just want to tell everyone, the food is great there. The people are great. You got to come on over. And, you know, Karen, Stacy, and myself, we're going to work together again, and we're going to make things happen. And
I love it.
Your work today is make things happen. Do it. Just do it.
Absolutely. You got two Bronx girls in the house. We ain't dropping no balls. We got this.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me. And I'm sorry about
my pleasure. Electrical.
And think of it as the rain, you know, or a storm. This is what it is. You can't control it. Can't control the weather, you know?
Yes. And that, you know what? And that's a really good way to leave off the show too, right? Is remember that, you know, we really only have but so much control. And once you realize that you only have but so much control, the world is definitely a better place to be in. So I always tell everybody, oh, thank you. Somebody gave us hearts. I always tell everybody, tomorrow isn't promised. Don't be an asshole today.
That's very good. I love it. Thank you so much, Karen. And I hope you have a great day.
Thank you so much. And thank you for everybody that tuned in today. And don't forget to hit that like button, that follow button, so that you always know when we have a show going on. And we will see you soon. Remember, tomorrow isn't promised. Don't be an asshole today. Thank you again, Francine. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Bye, guys. Yes, I'll see you guys. Right, April 6th. Here we go.
Yeah.
Have a great day, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Ciao, ciao.